I turn this over to Miss Stephanie.
Gaze up into the sky on a clear night and count the stars. Gaze at the countless constellations. Imagine how many solar systems there are in the universe. All of this is God's creation. Now think of our solar system with its planets and look among all of these at the third planet from the sun, the planet we call home, Earth. About 2,000 years ago, God came down to be with us, to live among us, to save us, and to show us how life should be lived. God could have chosen many places to arrive among humans. Religious leaders at the time were sure that such an important occasion would occur in a place among the rich and wealthy and educated. God could have chosen anywhere to appear on this planet. God could have built a palace bigger than and grander than any in the world. God could have chosen any place. Yet the choice was a land occupied and ruled by a foreign government. The Roman Empire. It was here that God chose to send his son to be born among the forgotten, the overlooked, and the poorest. This is the story of that humble beginning. Our story begins with a young woman named Mary. There is nothing particularly remarkable about Mary. She is from a town called Nazareth and was engaged to be married to a carpenter named Joseph. One day an angel of the Lord came down and told Mary she was going to have a son, and she would name him Jesus. He would be God's son. Mary was frightened but understood that this was God's plan for her. That same angel told Joseph in a dream that Mary would have a son and she would name him Jesus. That he was God's son. A few months passed and Mary was now very, very pregnant. It was then that the Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus declared that everyone needed to be counted so that he could collect tax from everyone. Everyone went to their own cities to be counted. Joseph belonged to the house of David, one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph and Mary went to the city of Bethlehem to register. Mary was very pregnant, and the baby was due very soon. What? And now we're going to sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to deliver a baby. They needed a place to stay where the baby could be born. They knocked on door after door, but because everyone is in town for the census, nobody had room for them. They went to the stable, and Mary gave birth to a baby boy. She wrapped him in bands of cloth called swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger. Now will we sing Away in a Manger. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding the field, keeping watch over their flock at night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were so afraid, and the angel said unto them,
which shall be
to all my people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you: ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. The shepherds decided to go to Bethlehem to see what the Lord had revealed to them.
Let us go to Bethlehem and see this baby laying in a manger.
The shepherds followed a guiding star and arrived at the manger and saw the baby. They reported what the angels had told them about the child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds had told them. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Now we will sing Hark the Herald. East were some wise men. Scientists called them magi. They had seen a star in the sky which signified the birth of a king, and they followed it. As they journeyed, they came to Jerusalem and asked King Herod about the child. King Herod was troubled by this news. He told the Magi to go and search for the child, then to report back to him what they had found. Now we'll sing We Three Kings.
Following you.
The Magi followed the star until it stopped above the place where Jesus was. When they found Jesus with Mary, they fell to their knees and honored him. They gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Thus ends our story of the humble beginning of Jesus, the King of Kings, born in a stable, poor and helpless. It is a story that has brought hope and joy to all who hear it, and will continue to do so for many years to come.